It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet your questions to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is also the second day of the spring membership campaign. It's Friday the 10th of April, and we're taking your contributions, of course, down the hall at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. This is a special show today, 2 hours of anything you ever wanted to know to kick off the membership campaign. We've got some really great reasons for you to give to the station. Tonight at 7, we're going to have a drawing for this hashtag ThinkSpeak program. This is a partnership between KERA and the AT&T Performing Arts Center to bring Jad Abumrad, Ira Glass, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Sarah Koenig, who you probably know from the Serial podcast that that went pretty viral last year. They're all coming over the summer, one each month from May through August, to appear at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. And, of course, we've got tickets to those performances available as thank you gifts. You can find information out about that online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931. But we're putting together 2 seats to each of these performances, plus a meet and greet with each one of them. So you're going to get a chance to actually meet these folks if you're the lucky winner. We're going to draw for this winner tonight at 7 o'clock. When you make your contribution, you're automatically entered to win this. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. And of course, when you make your contribution today, you're going to be entered into all the drawings that are going to be held throughout this membership campaign. And I can tell you about one other one. There's a grand prize drawing of a Rick Steves 7-day European city tour for two. And I believe that includes airfare as well. This is going to be the big kahuna at the end of the drive. So you're automatically entered into all those and ones we can't talk about just yet. When you make your call to 888-694-6931 or when you go online to kera.org. The number to call to ask a question, give an answer on the show, 800-933-5372. Starting off today, Axel and Coppell is looking for a source for used 55-gallon plastic food-grade barrels in the Dallas Metroplex area. Axel says, I'm looking for these to make rain barrels and composting barrels, and I've looked into a number of sources only to be told they no longer give these barrels away. Does anybody know where to find 55-gallon plastic food-grade barrels used? Axel's looking for them for free, but we'll see if we get a couple of leads at 800-933-5372 or via email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got this from Stephen, who says, this is about the ant conversation we had last week. And Stephen says, I'm going to let my green flag fly here. For fire ants, he says, there's a product called beneficial nematodes, which are actually microscopic worms. He says you apply them with a hose-end sprayer. Doesn't even have to be very accurately measured. They attack and parasitize fly ants, fly maggots, white grubs, and fleas. He says, I applied them to my yard in 1995 with a 99% kill ratio in 16 hours during an extreme flea infestation and haven't had a flea in my yard since. He says, not even during the great flea outbreak of 2005, to look back at those that summer 10 years ago. He says they are absolutely safe and, according to Stephen, who is writing into the show, can be eaten, though I can't imagine why you'd want to do it, he says. Anyhow, the only drawback is you have to keep the yard slightly moist, he says, but I keep my yard well mulched and didn't water at all last year. So there's a vote for beneficial nematodes for the ants. Everybody's got the ants, right, this year. It's a big ant year, I think. 2015 is going to be the summer of the ant, I believe, just judging by last week's show. And we're not even that far into spring yet. The spring of the ant. That's a good name for your band's next record, too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Also in the Let's Get Started on this 2-hour show pile, Anna is looking for a place in Denton or Texas in general where you can get German ice cream that's actually made in Germany. Anybody know where to find German ice cream from Germany? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And of course, I got the Twitter up. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go to the phones today and start off with Sarah calling from Plano. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I just have a quick question. I love catfish po' boys, and I have not been able to find just the catfish fillet in the po' boy. Everywhere I've tried, they serve the breaded and deep fried version. So I'm just looking for a place that serves catfish po' boy with just the catfish fillet.
So it's like it's more like a baked or broiled fish, not a deep fried fish.
Absolutely. Ah. And I'm willing to drive for good food. So I live in Plano. I'm willing to drive all over Dallas, Fort Worth area. I'm good.
So for a point of reference, where did you fall in love with the non-deep fried catfish po' boy?
Actually, Chicago, of all places. There was it's no longer in business, but growing up, there was a man that used to live next door to us that would make homemade catfish po' boys and would always bring it over to my mom and my dad, and I just loved it. I haven't been able to find it ever since.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. That's where we find Keith calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Keith.
Hi, good afternoon, Jeff.
Same to you.
I'm the executor of my brother's estate. He was hard of hearing, and one of the items I simply don't know what to do with is his almost new and several thousand dollar hearing aid. I'm hoping that someone out there can come up with the name of a charity that can put this to good use.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some suggestions for you. Really sorry for your loss, Keith, and that's very kind that you're looking for somebody that can use that. Those are very expensive, as you mentioned. So
I can't make myself simply throw it away.
Yeah, that's great.
I want to put it to good use.
Well, we've got 2 hours today, so stay with us. And in between the fundraising that I'm contractually obligated to do here in a minute, hopefully we'll get some suggestions for you.
I'll be listening. Thanks very much.
Right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So the other number that we'd really like you to call, we want you to call the show. We want you to call in with your questions, your answers. I mean, that's what makes this show work. You set the agenda. You know, there isn't a rundown for this show because we have no idea. For the most part, other than a few questions that are usually left over or have come in to the inbox, or maybe I've gotten a tweet, you know, since last Friday, we don't really know where we're going to go in the show. You make that decision. You get to decide when you call and ask a question, or when you email, or you send me a tweet. That's what this anything you ever wanted to know format is all about. But the only reason we're able to do this once a week, for those of you, especially those of you who tune in, probably not just for this show, but this show on Fridays at noon is something that you make it a point not to miss. The reason we get to do that is because this station is supported by listeners who make the choice, and the choice is yours. I mean, right? We haven't figured out a way we wouldn't figure out a way to not make it a choice. The choice is yours to support this station. And you get everything from the station. You get Morning Edition, All Things Considered. You get Think Monday through Thursday at this time of day. You get the Diane Rehm Show. You get this, our new show that we've partnered with our colleagues in Austin and around the state to produce, the Texas Standard. You get the Takeaway. You get the World, Fresh Air. I mean, really, for many of you, I'll bet KERA is kind of the soundtrack to your day in and day out. And it's worth your support, right? I mean, if we were all in a space together and I was able to ask you, would you support KERA? And you looked around the room and saw how many people are also supporting the station, I think you would. I think you'd pull out your wallet or you'd pick up your cell phone or you'd get online and you'd make that contribution. Because you'd see that it's not just you. We're not relying just on you. We're relying on thousands and thousands of people. And that's not, you know, that's not meant to give you a reason not to give, right? We hope that you wouldn't leave it up to your friends and neighbors and complete strangers to support the station. We hope that it would inspire you to join with all these other folks who really do care about some of the same things that you do. You know, we may not all agree on most of the stuff out there, but I think all of us can agree that public radio is worthwhile. It's worth certainly your time, right? You're listening right now. So why not give a few dollars to the station so we can, you know, have a successful membership campaign, get right back to the regular schedule. And, you know, we're not going to be fundraising again until the fall. This is the last membership campaign of KERA's fiscal year on this station, on 90.1. This is it. George Amonis in McKinney, and David and Lisa West, also in McKinney, Penny and Harvey Minkoff in Frisco, Jeffrey Frazier in Frisco. Wow, McKinney, McKinney, Frisco, Frisco. Something's going on here. They have supported the station here in the last hour or so. They have made it possible for us to continue to broadcast. Not literally, but they, with all the other folks that support the station, have made it possible for this station to exist. They called 888-694-6931. That's 888-694-6931. They went online to KERA.org, made a contribution. It's really not that hard to do. You get to decide what it's, you know, how much to give. And, you know, then it's done. Then when you listen, you know that you've made your, you know, you've made your voice heard. You've essentially cast your vote for public radio. And that's what Charles and Megan Milas did in Lewisville. And they joined online, made a contribution, renewed their membership, actually. Thank you very much, Charles and Megan. And here's what they said about their membership. They said, as parents, we believe it's important to teach children the value of supporting the causes we believe in. Charles and Megan go on. They say, KERA represents something we believe in because it offers the ability to become a well-rounded individual. And they say, we like that KERA offers everything from trustworthy local, state, national, and international news. We like that KERA covers the arts, sports, and anything else noteworthy. And then they said, please keep up the great work. So Charles, Megan, thank you very, very much for those very kind words. And we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to read your name on the air. If you're the next one to call, 888-694-6931. If you're the next one to go online to KERA.org, make a contribution. Don't forget, you're entered automatically in this drawing for the Think Speak Series VIP package. You'll get a chance to not only see performances from Jad Abumrad, Ira Glass, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Sarah Koenig, but you'll actually get to meet them at a meet and greet if you're the winner. We're going to draw the winner tonight at 7 o'clock. And hey, if it's your very first time ever to give to KERA, we've got this Newman's Own Foundation $50,000 challenge. And how this works is the Newman's Own Foundation. You probably, you know, you probably know the pasta sauce or the salad dressing, the cookies, the products that, you know, from Newman's Own. Well, they have a philanthropic foundation as well, and they've put up $50,000 for a dollar-for-dollar match between now and Sunday. And this is for new members to KERA. So if you've listened and never given, this is the day to do it. Be the next one to call 888-694-6931. Or go online to KERA.org, make a contribution, and stay with us. We've got more of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at KERA.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Stephen did. He says, what's the protocol if you're stopped at a busy intersection and the fire department sirens The fire department is behind you with sirens blaring. And we've had this question before on the show, and I think the answer we got was that you should ease out a little bit, you know, and get out of their way if they can't get around you, right? I mean, ostensibly, cross traffic is going to stop too, right? Proceed carefully. We'll see if we get a. We have actually some great public servants who listen to the show. I'm thinking specifically of those folks in the police or fire department who can give us an answer on this, and will give us a call at 800-933-5372 or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We also got a tweet from Ronnie who says, why do so many trucks have the word fish displayed on them? The legendary fish truck question, which has probably been asked on the show like a million times, right? Well, I have here a printout of an email from Bill that he sent one, 7 years ago today, Friday, April 11th, 2008. I hung on to this because Bill says, I was in food service distribution for 15 years and had to register our company, and fish on a truck is a regulation by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department that requires any vehicle transporting freshwater fish to be labeled so that they, the Texas Parks and Wildlife, can inspect it if so desired. The fish has since been replaced by the small black emblem of the state of Texas, although some companies still have vehicles marked fish in all caps. A distributor may have hundreds of trucks, so you'll never know which one will be carrying fresh fish. Therefore, your entire fleet must be marked. So, thanks again, Bill, and prosper. From an answer from 2008. We should have like a little opening the vault sound effect, maybe. But it's really just a folder that I bring into the studio. Yeah, let me. Stephen Becker says I should close the folder. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Patrick in Dallas. Hello, Patrick. Are you there?
Hello, Frank. Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, my question is, last week someone called, you know, for the insects. There was a spread, he said, he got from the internet that it spreads like about every 10 minutes, and it kills insects that flies in the house and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So I forgot the name of it, you know.
Well, you're not alone, because it rings a vague bell, but I can't remember exactly what it was either. I know that we did get someone else who called and said it may not be safe to have it in your kitchen or around your food and stuff. I do remember that part, but I don't remember the specific product name. Somebody will remember. But we got also lots and lots of votes for diatomaceous earth and, you know, other non-toxic ways to handle insects. But we'll see if somebody remembers.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Julie in Denton. Hello, Julie.
Hey, Jeff. I was just calling about the lady who was asking about the non-fried catfish po'boy thing.
Yeah.
And do you might want to give Danny Ray's in Denton, if she's up in that area, I try like a Cajun seafood restaurant, and I was just there the other day. I'm pretty sure they had one. If not, I think all she'd have to do is ask them. They're very accommodating, great food.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Another caller at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Emily in Dallas. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
This is regarding the man about and with the hearing aid.
Okay.
UT Dallas has the Callier Center for Communication Disorders. The director's Tom Campbell, and they are one of the jewels of the U.S. They work with everything from pre-K kids on up through adults, and I'm sure they could find a home for it.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're quite welcome. Have a great one.
Got a tweet to at Jeff Whittington on this, too, from Chris, who says, try the Deaf Action Center on Cedar Springs for donating those expensive hearing aids. Also, a couple of emails have come in. Lori reminds us of the Durable Medical Equipment Exchange of Dallas, dfwmeexchange.org, a nonprofit here that takes durable medical equipment donations. That's a great resource if you have durable medical equipment that's still useful. I know that they really love to get that. And we also got, let's see, an email from Christina who says, I'm a speech pathologist that took my training at the Callier Center for Communication on Inwood. Contact the audiology department there, and I'm sure they can help. So there's another suggestion there. 800-933-5372. Couple more calls before we check in back down the hall, where the number to call is 888-694-6931. Or you can contribute online at kera.org. Please do that, by the way. It is the second day of this spring membership campaign. And what you're able to do today, you know, yesterday we got started, and what you're able to do today at the front end of the drive makes a difference in when we get to the back end of the drive, right? So the drive ends when everyone who's given gives, and we reach the goal and all that stuff, right? So if you think about it, if everyone who's gonna give during a drive goes ahead and gives, stay with me here, if you're going to give during this drive and you just go ahead and do it now, and if everybody did that, it'd be over. Like if everybody who was going to give during this drive called right now at 888-694-6931 or went online right now at kera.org. Think about that. Think about the world where, and you're part of this, because if you're going to give during this drive, you got to do it right now. You can't say, yeah, that would be great, and then wait until, you know, a week from now or something. You have to actually go and do it, right? Because you'll do it too. I'm going to do it too. Yeah, if we all did it right now. And then it would just be like the drive lasted a day and a half. Imagine that. So call now, 888-694-6931. Go to kera.org, make a contribution. We'll come back to that line of talk momentarily. Let's get another call on the phone at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Twyla in Arlington. Hello, Twyla.
Hi, Jeff. I've got a question for you. We have a house that has a basement, and it also has a concrete front porch. Something has crawled, made a hole and crawled under the front porch, way under, and has died, and it stinks so bad. Mm. So I'm wondering, is there anything that can be done to get rid of a smell of an animal that we cannot get to? We call this critter control, but it's $500 for them to come out and try to dig to find it.
Ooh. Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so how accessible is it for you to get to? I mean, if you...
It's not accessible for me to get to. There's a hole, like, in the front, by our front porch, that
right.
he has, or he or she, whatever it is, has crawled so far under, you can't see in there. We tried putting mothballs down there. One of our neighbors said to try that. So we did that, and it's still... But just the front of the house, like, when you walk in the front... door and the living room and all that area just smells.
Ooh, in
really
the house.
Bad.
So it's even getting in the house. Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. There, we've had this before when people have had like a rat die in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And
Ooh.
And there was some kind of thing that you could put in there that would sort of desiccate it.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, you know, if this happened to me, I would start dumping all my coffee grounds around the hole.
Uh-huh.
And try to, you know, figure out a way to shove a bunch of used coffee grounds up
okay.
into that hole, because that will absorb some of it.
Uh-huh.
And there might be some other odor-absorbing stuff that people can... The mothballs thing is not a good idea.
It's not, okay.
Because
it didn't work.
Right, yeah, and it's not a good idea to put those in your yard and stuff anyway, because
okay.
they're really toxic. And,
yeah.
you know, kids can... You know, not that you may not have kids there, but kids can find them, and animals. I mean, it's just not good for the situation. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay, great. Thank
All right,
you. We'll
thanks
try
for calling.
The coffee grounds in the meantime.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Madeline calling from Dallas. Hello, Madeline.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have another answer for the po' boys. I love them, too. And Razoo's has them. You can get them blackened or just like a grilled catfish.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Well, I had a question, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go right ahead.
I am having a big problem with June bugs this season, and I'm wondering if there's any way to, I mean, I know if I turn the light off, I can, you know, they don't come, but I need a light on at night in my backyard. So I'm just wondering if there's anything I can use to deter them or get rid of them.
Yeah, well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you. They
right.
they are tenacious and unpredictable in their flying pattern.
I hate them.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And of course, you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, a couple more things on the catfish po' boy. Carmen says, the flying fish makes a grilled catfish plate, which you can request as a po' boy. So there's one lead on the, another lead. And let's see, here's another one we got from Erica. Says, po' boys Cajun food to go in Carrollton is on Rosemead. And that's po' boys to go is their website.com. There's a lead there. And we got one also from Andrew, says Doty's has a blackened catfish option. So there's a bunch of leads on the non-fried po' boy. Let's see. One more question from the inbox. Mary in Dallas wants to know who will pick up donated living room-like waiting room furniture from an office building. Anybody want to make some suggestions for Mary for someone who will pick up donated living room-like waiting room furniture from an office building? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And, of course, the Twitter is at Jeff Whittington. I'm watching that too this hour. I'm also watching the activity down the hall. Let me paint you a picture here. So I'm in the studio with the big word think behind me because this is where Chris Boyd sits Monday through Thursday for the show. And through the glass in front of me, I can see Stephen Becker, our producer. I can see Joe Cazera, who is not playing records right now down the hall at KXT. He's engineering the show today. And Fiona Norton, who's answering your phone calls. And then even farther down, I see the folks who are involved in the membership campaign. And this is what we're doing here. We're raising money to keep this radio station healthy, on the air. Look, here, we're not going. This is not the kind of place where we go, if you don't give, we're going to turn it off, right? That's just not how it works. We're going to stay here, but KERA depends on members to run. I mean, and once we get a member, you know, we really want to work hard to keep them as a member. We, you know, a lot of folks renew their membership. Maybe it's time for you to renew your membership. But let's face it, this is 2015 and people are moving around the country. And someone who gave to KERA last year, they may have moved on to Portland or Seattle or New York City or Chicago, or maybe they're living in a van and traveling around the country, you know, or maybe their band got signed and they're primarily touring in Europe right now. You know, these are the realities of the situation. And, you know, people move on for one reason or another. And that's why we need you to step up. That's why we hope that you will join what's been a really successful, I mean, this has been a very successful thing for 41 years. KERA went on the air in the summer of 74. KERA Radio went on the air in the summer of 74. And the only reason that it's still on the air here in the spring of 2015 is because many, many people who listened, gave to the station. I mean, that is the only reason the station is here today. And if you look at all the stuff that KERA has been able to do, you know, I was talking to John Bell, our membership director, this morning, and I was saying, you know, I've been here now for, and it's scary to say it out loud, I've been here for a little over 18 years at the station. I've had a bunch of different jobs, and, you know, I love Dallas-Fort Worth. I love living here. I grew up here. The station was part of the soundtrack of my life when I was growing up. I was the kid in the back seat, you know, forced to listen to public radio. And then I was the one turning the radio to public radio when I was driving, right? When I was learning to drive. And, you know, so much has happened here at KERA. It's a real success story over the decades, almost decades, that I've been involved with it. And you've been listening. Maybe you've been listening for that long. So you know the wins that KERA has had. And right now is, and this is a good way, right? You always want right now to be the most exciting time. This really is the most exciting time that the station has had. The work that's being produced by the folks that are right now outside the door from the studio where I'm sitting. So my left, there's a 350-pound studio door that goes out to the newsroom. Folks right now are working out there. You can watch the work live at kerinews.org. You can listen during the newscasts at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour this afternoon. You can listen at 6:20 this evening and at 8:20 in the morning, and you can hear the exciting stuff that's happening at KERA. You can go to jubilee.kera.org. You can see the incredible work that the team out there right now, that they're working on right now, that they've accomplished this year. You can go to cancer.kera.org, and you can see that series. You can go to generation1.kera.org and see the work that's been done in the last 6 months on behalf of you, for you, so that you will hear the stories of people that you may not meet, that you may never know, but you will know because you heard them on KERA. You know, with the Jubilee series, One Crisis Away Inside a Neighborhood, we took you to a neighborhood that you may not have known about. I certainly didn't know very much about it when we started reporting the series, but now I do. And I think that I'm a better person because I know that. And I think you would agree. Check that stuff out. This is an exciting thing, and you are helping make it happen with a contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. It's really easy. You go online to kera.org. You decide how much you want to give. Memberships start at $35. If you're a new member and you do $100, the Newman's Own Foundation is going to match that. It makes a $200 contribution to KERA effectively. I heard we got a Friends membership just now. Thank you so much. That's a $1,500 annual contribution. Hey, if you're a brand new member to KERA and you join at the $1,500 level, guess what? The Newman's Own Foundation is going to also give $1,500 to the station. So this is a huge opportunity right now. And you can actually go right now and see what results from your contribution. Those websites I mentioned, go to kerinews.org and check out the stories that are being reported right now. And then call 888-694-6931 or contribute at kera.org. And stay with us. We're going to take more of your questions, more of your answers after a break, and we're going to have a whole nother hour too. So we'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. And of course, you can tweet your questions and answers to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Raj did, who says the best catfish po' boy, according to him, is at Hook, Line, and Sinker in Uptown here in Dallas. And Tanner wants to know via Twitter, where can I get really good and authentic chimichurri sauce? Anybody know? Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's go to the, at this point, the patient caller of the award of the week award winner. That's Sue calling from Dallas. Hey, Sue, thanks for hanging in there.
Oh, hi, Jeff. I'm calling with an answer, and I think somebody already called in with it about the Deaf Action Center in Dallas, and they can Google that to donate the hearing aid.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Sandra in Hamilton. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Well, I may have a couple of answers. The first about the rain barrels.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow that wants the free ones might check the local Craigslist under free, but then also you can always offer your knowledge for items, which a lot of people don't consider free, by putting something for barter. Maybe someone wants to learn how to make a rain catch system and would be willing to provide the barrels if he'll share his knowledge.
Oh, that's a great idea. All right.
And then that also causes people to spread the, you know, the rain harvesting. The second thing was about the dead critter under the house.
Oh, yeah.
the way to get rid of the carcass and desiccate it is to use lime, which you can get, you know, at even just like a home supply store. The thing is, you have to be sure you wear a tight mask, a really fine dust, either a respirator or a mask, and gloves. If they can toss it back there, that's fine. If not, you can put a small fan and actually dump the lime in front of the fan, and it'll push it back under there.
But care is suggested because that's it'll burn you.
You got to
wear gloves. You need a respirator, not just a regular old dust mask.
Exactly. Something very fine that's specifically for that kind
of
work.
Exactly. Read the warning label.
Exactly.
That's the policy of the show.
It's not ideal, but if it's choking them out of their house,
that's a problem. That's wrong. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Sandra. Great suggestions. Really appreciate it.
Sure. I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Brent says on this dead animal smell, what you want to do is, he says, I remember reading an article way back when the CSI TV show came out regarding the hazmat cleanup required after a home homicide. Brent says it mentioned after removing all the affected material, leaving a towel oversaturated with pine sol overnight. He says, I've used this technique over the years for spilled fuel and alcohol with great results. I've never had the misfortune to use it on dead animal smell, but it would be the first thing that I would try. I think the trick is getting it back there, and the fact you can't get it out of there, right? Because it's still going to be there, and it's going to be, I'm thinking that is a bad spot because it's probably moist under there. And it's not going to dry out for months, not with all the rain stuff. So, and here's another one on this just in from Maggie, who says, you're going to laugh, but diatomaceous earth sprayed or pushed into that hole will desiccate the carcass faster than a lot of other products, including your coffee grounds. She says, if the animal's in a hole, then it seems simply filling in the hole would remove the smell. But if the animal surfaced under the porch and is above ground, then pushing or sweeping the diatomaceous earth through the porch cracks into the space should help. But this was a concrete porch that it somehow got under. Maggie also says June bugs are a sign that your listener's yard is healthy. If she looks around, she'll probably notice toads, lizards, and other small critters who hang around the porch to eat June bugs as they drop to or bounce off the ground. If she's really troubled by them, I would suggest something like an electric bug zapper hanging near the porch light. She says it'll take out a lot of beneficial bugs, but should zap the June bugs without using a toxic product. So, and I will say that having chickens around, this is just from my own personal experience, if there's any digging to be done, you can take care of the June bug larvae, those grubs, and the chickens just absolutely love those. So that is, and my dogs actually do too, believe it or not, which is pretty gross if you think about it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Shan in Fort Worth. Hello, Shan.
Hi, this is Shan.
Oh, Shan, yes.
I just recently moved into Fort Worth near the airport area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 17-year-old son. He's going to be 18. And he is nonverbal autistic. And he needs to be taken care of after school.
Mm-hmm.
And starting a new job, and it is going to be, I have to be there for 8 hours. And after school, I'm just looking for a place, something like a day habilitation place.
Right.
Or even a private place or something where the school bus can go and drop him after school, and I can pick him up after 2 hours or something.
So he's in school. He's in school every day. You just need some place where he can be, and he can be engaged and taken care of after school.
And during summer when there is no school, the whole day, something like that.
Right. Did you just move to the area?
Yep.
So what was your arrangement before? I'm just curious, so maybe our listeners can get an idea.
I was in Richardson before. There was a day habilitation place just right across the street.
Okay.
Where I just stayed. It was luckily I just found that.
Right.
And there was a place there, so... But here in DFW, around the airport area, it cannot be too far away because
Right.
Then I cannot go drive him and pick him up and come back. So okay. I'm just putting somewhere near the airport.
Well, Sean, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. Thanks for calling, and hopefully we've got an extra hour today. So
okay.
Typically right now I would be saying we may not hear it today, but you know, tune in next week. But we might actually get an answer for you today or suggestion okay. for you today because we're on the air till 2 o'clock today.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Brady in Dallas. Hello, Brady.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right. As far as the office furniture that needs to be donated,
yeah,
they didn't say like how big it is, how many pieces, or what kind of condition they were in, but we may be able to help there.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your contact info, and we'll pass that along. How's that sound?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let's see. We got an email from Lori who says the CCA will pick up furniture. That's the Christian Community Action. You can Google them to find the donation center nearest you. Also, I'm reminded that Mission Arlington will also pick up furniture and things like that from, and you can just look them up, Mission Arlington. They pick up all kinds of stuff, actually provide all kinds of services. We've had lots of questions that really they were an answer for. And Meredith is suggesting Office Boy. She says, for the person who asked about a place that will pick up furniture that looks like it could have been from a waiting room, try Office Boy, located off Harry Hines in Dallas. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. One more email from, this is from Richard, who says the Deaf Action Center Texas is a nonprofit organization that serves many people who cannot afford hearing aids, and that's another lead. I think we mentioned that one, but just one more reminder about that organization on the show. And PJ and Garland says, I'm not sure where to go with this, but I've wondered for many years. PJ says, I get compliments on my voice almost daily with recommendations that I should do voice work. He or she asks, is there a market for voiceover work? I would think there probably is. And if so, how would I pursue it? Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Let's get one more phone call before we check in down the hall. Let's talk to Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Yes, hi.
Hey there.
I've just come across a squirrel in my wall, and mm-hmm. I have found a product called Rat Solv, S-O-L-V, and you can get it all for the the internet for
right.
about $10, or you can buy it from an exterminating company for about $20.
It's called Rat Solv?
Yes, uh-huh.
And so what is it?
Sorb is Rat Sorb, S-O-R-B.
Oh, Rat Sorb. Okay. Rat
it's
Sorb.
It's not highly advertised, but you can get it on the internet now for about $10. And it's about maybe 1 or 2 ounces. And what you do is you take a piece of cotton ball and you stick it in there, and then you put it where it's supposed to go. You can throw it under the house or put it in the side of the house or whatever. And it absorbs that decaying
that
smell.
Okay. All right. Hey, Mary, thanks so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's talk next to Dan in Plano. Hello, Dan.
Yes. I've got answers for both the smell and the June bugs.
Okay.
One, the June bugs, I have seen places where they use Christmas lights, and it does not attract the bugs like regular lights do. So I would suggest changing the color of the light, if that's possible.
Okay.
Also, on the June bugs, when you get that many June bugs flying around, you're going to get grubs later on. And so I'd say probably in June, you'll need to treat the soil with something specifically for grubs. Because you want to attack grubs when they're as young as possible to kill them out.
Very good.
On the smell, actually nature will take care of it faster than just about anything else. You get flies going in there, and they lay eggs, and you get the maggots, and the maggots will eat the animal, and usually within a week or so, the smell will go away.
However, Dan, it's Dan. Sometimes I call it anything you ever wanted to know, and a few things you didn't want to know. But you're absolutely right. Hey, it's all part of the wonder, right?
The mothballs will actually slow that process down or stop it. So if you can, you want to try to get the mothballs out of there.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
You can also use lime, I believe, if you can get it to it. You can get blowers from pest control companies, and they can blow lime back into there, and that'll help desiccate it. But I think if it's been going this long, you probably just want to let the grubs go ahead and finish it off.
Well, Dan, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
It's anything you ever wanted to know, and yeah, well, I'm kidding. A few things you didn't, but yeah, good information. And hey, that's why you tune in, right? I mean, or maybe your radio's just broken and it's stuck on 90.1. That's always a possibility. Although these days, I don't know that that's an old radio membership campaign joke, because I don't think that radios get stuck anymore. I don't even know how many people would remember driving a car where the radio was broken and stuck on one station. I certainly can. And so, I doubt your radio's broken. I think you've probably chosen to listen to KERA. I think you probably enjoy listening to KERA. And I think, you know, you listen through the membership campaign, because we still bring you really probably more content, more news and information than you get from a typical hour of commercial radio every single day, even though we're in a membership campaign. You know, we take a few minutes here, a few minutes there. We do it for a week or so, a couple of times a year, and you're still getting more show. You're still getting more news. You're still getting more entertainment than you get from, you know, those other radio stations, which, you know, they're there. Hey, we listen to those stations too. There's nothing wrong with that model. It's just a different model. And, you know, they're responsible to a different group than we are. We're only responsible to you. And I think the pressures of commercial broadcasting it's an area I haven't worked in. So I really can't speak to it. But of course they're responsible to their audience. But they're also responsible for generating as big an audience as possible. So the way they cover news, the way they tell stories is different, because we're only responsible to you. Of course, we're after the biggest audience possible as well, because we want a big audience when we come on the air and say, hey, will you give to the station? Because quite frankly, some of you aren't going to give, you know, ever. I think a few of you are never going to give, but many of you will. And my goal today and over the next few days is to convince you not to wait any longer. You know, if you're going to give someday, if you're one of the two kinds of people, right? There are three kinds of people: people who've never discovered public radio, and then among those who have, which, congratulations, you found public radio. There's those who may never give, probably won't give. And then there are those who will. And you know that one day you will give to KERA. My goal is to convince you that today's the day to do it, you know. Don't wait 3 years or three more years or 10 more years. All is forgiven if you call today, 888-694-6931. We got this $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. When you make your contribution for the first time, they're going to match your contribution dollar-for-dollar. If you give $300, they'll give $300 to the station. If you give $3,000... we can take a $3,000 contribution, by the way, just in case you're wondering. We can. That would translate into a $6,000 gift to KERA when you make that first-time contribution. Do it right now at 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Come on, make today the day that you go ahead and do it, because you're going to do it anyway, right? Someday you're going to give, so why not just go ahead? You've been saying.
someday I'll give. Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it later. I'll do it next time. I'll do it next week. I'll do it. Just do it now. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. As promised, a whole nother hour of anything you ever wanted to know. Hopefully really things you want to know. Can't guarantee it, but yeah, I'd bet a few things you want to know, at least, coming up after the news. Stay with us.